Halloween is Tuesday, and for many communities, the ghoulish holiday has a tradition of costume parades, hay rides, corn mazes, and trick-or-treating. WAMC spoke with Matt Green about the premiere screening of a short film he directed based on a haunted house from his childhood in Great Barrington, Massachusetts.
It's about a group of kids who get together and make a haunted house with the help of one of their fathers.
As Halloween approached, everything started falling into place. My cousins had taken it upon themselves to do our makeup.
What does Halloween look like here in Berkshire County?
Well, I grew up on the hill in Great Barrington, right next to Lake Mansfield. And I sort of took it for granted as a kid, but it was Halloween Central. And we were smack dab in the middle of it with our house. And so there was just hordes of kids each Halloween coming out. The streets were just flooded with trick-or-treaters. So that's what I always remember. So this is actually based on an actual haunted house that my friends and I and my brother and sister and my dad did when we were kids. You know, we did it a couple years, about 20 years ago. We did it like 3 years in a row. It became kind of like a yearly tradition in the neighborhood. So this is just capturing that, my experience. I've lived several other parts of the country, and there's nothing like Halloween in Great Barrington and in the Hill neighborhood.
A family friend had agreed to play the executioner in the guillotine scene. Everything was going a mile a minute. Then suddenly, before any of us could stop to take a breath, Halloween Day had arrived.
The short film, The Year of the Haunted House, it's got some serious themes matched with such a festive memory. How is it to combine the two?
Yeah, I mean, that's what it's all about. You know, it's kind of like the film's like a dessert, but it's like a hearty dessert. You know, it's a fun romp that anyone can enjoy, I think, especially, you know, kids and adults alike. There's this undertone. The father is sort of going through a little bit of grief because his father dies sort of right before they take this project. And so the haunted house becomes this sort of way for him to work through his grief and for his son especially to sort of learn new things about his dad and go through a period of transformation himself.
So, Matt, you now live in St. Paul, but your father, John Green, still to this day works on a guillotine for the Halloween festivities in his garage.
One thing we did after we retired the haunted house after 3 years. I think I was about 12, and then my dad, he couldn't really let it go. More than anything, this was really my dad's project. He's just this, an engineer at heart. He took off work just to do this, but he ended up doing this project. Many people still remember it. Where he built a witch that flew down a zip line from our house, from like the chimney down to a telephone pole in the road. And there would be this cackle, big spotlight. It got better and better each year. He could see it just walking by on the street. I think many people still remember that witch, even though it was many years ago.
The Year of the Haunted House short film's premiere is Saturday at 3 at the Mahawi Performing Arts Center in Great Barrington.